Chapter 23, Elisha. We have already told you about the wonderful prophet of the Lord whose name was Elijah, and how he anointed Elisha to take his place. Now we want to tell you a little about Elisha himself. He was plowing in the field when Elijah came and cast his mantle upon him. So after Elisha had kissed his father and mother, he went and followed Elijah and kept with him until he was taken up into heaven. Now Elisha was left alone, and he took up the mantle of Elijah and smote the waters of the river Jordan with it, as Elijah had just done. So the waters were parted, and a way was made for Elisha to cross back over the river again. By this he knew that the God of Elijah was with him. Then the men of the city of Jericho told Elisha that the water there was not good. So he asked them to bring him some salt. And when he had cast the salt into the waters, they were healed and were made fit to drink and to water the earth. After this, a very sad thing happened. Elisha went up towards Bethel. And as he was going, some little children mocked him and called after him, saying, "Go up, thou bald head." But God would not have his prophet mocked in this way. And two bears came out of the wood and hurt 42 of the children. How careful we should be not to despise or think wrongly of the Lord's servants or his people, for he will arise and defend them. In those days the king of Moab rebelled against the king of Israel. So the king of Israel called the king of Judah and the king of Edom to come to help him. These three kings went to fight against Moab, but on the way they could not find any water and thought they must all die of thirst. Then the king of Judah, who was Jehoshaphat, called for the prophet Elisha, and he came and prayed to the Lord, who sent water to fill the country. So these three kings and their armies were saved, and Moab was punished. What wonderful miracles the Lord did by his prophet Elisha! Another one was when a certain woman had lost her husband, and she had no money to pay his debts. She came and cried to Elisha to help her, and he asked her what she had in the house, and she said, "Only a pot of oil." Then Elisha told her to borrow all the pots and vessels she could from her neighbors, and to pour the oil into them. She did as she was told, and God caused the oil to keep running until all these vessels were filled. Then she sold the oil and paid the money that was owing, and had enough left to live upon with her sons. So God is able to help all those who call upon him in the day of trouble. Now there was another woman who lived in Shunem, where Elisha often used to pass through. She believed he was a prophet of the Lord and made him a little room with a bed and a table and a stool and candlestick so that he could rest there when he came that way. The prophet wanted to show how thankful he was and asked what he could do to reward her. And when he found she had no child, he promised that she should have a son. So the child was born, and when he was grown up, he went out with his father into the fields, but was taken ill and died. Then the poor mother, in her distress, rode upon an ass to Mount Carmel where Elisha was. There she told him what had happened, and he came back with her and prayed to the Lord to bring the child back to life again. Elisha stretched himself upon the child until he became warm, and opened his eyes, and the prophet gave him back alive to his mother. Several other miracles Elisha did, but we can only tell you of one more. That was when Naaman, the captain of the armies of Syria, was ill with leprosy. A little girl, who had been taken captive from Israel, told Naaman that Elisha would cure him. So they went to find Elisha, and he told Naaman to wash in the river Jordan 7 times. But Naaman was angry because the prophet did not do something more wonderful, and he thought the rivers of Syria were better than the river Jordan. But his servants persuaded him to go and wash in Jordan, and when he had done this, he was cured. So you see, we ought not to despise the means that God may use for our good, but seek to be obedient to his word. Thus he has said that those who believe on his Son Jesus Christ will be saved. We need then to seek that he would give us that faith by which we may truly believe in Jesus and be washed in his precious blood and cured of the leprosy of sin. You will find the account of Elisha in the second book of Kings, chapters 2-9, and you may read of his death in chapter 13. Now see if you can find the verse in Luke, chapter 4, where mention is made of the prophet Eliseus, which is the Greek name for Elisha.